whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. It's a pleasure to welcome into our studios, well, I should say more or less into our studios, because we are doing this remotely. Billy Quirk is here from Seaside Pharmacy. Welcome back to the show, Billy.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. It's, when I say kind of in the studio, Billy and I are on Skype, so we're social distancing by about, 20 miles or so.
Roughly.
And I'm in the studio in Exeter. And Billy is down in, are you actually in Westerly at the moment?
Yeah, I'm at home right now in Westerly just for the morning.
Okay. Do we want to tell everybody exactly where that is so they can come over and get a cup of coffee and have a party? Probably not, huh?
Maybe a year from now, that'd be perfectly fine.
All right.
We did have to cancel one of our events. We usually give away free hamburgers and hot dogs and soda and potato chips on a Saturday in the spring, and we had to cancel that event.
Oh.
Like everyone else.
Right. Well, we are living in these times of things changing rapidly. I know that every day, listening to the governor, there's new things that come out. This is going to happen, that's not going to happen, and so forth and so on. But we try to stay abreast of this. And here at WCRI, we try to maintain a little bit of normalcy by having all of the shows that we locally produce with all the guests we've had, people from various civic organizations that have been on with me on conducting conversations. Our jazz show continues. Company Break, of course, this program. We have another one called American Acapella that we continue to do. So we're trying to keep things a little bit regular. Mm-hmm. But let's get to Seaside Pharmacy in Westerly, down in the Dunn's Corner section. Is that the correct description?
Correct, yep. We're next to Applebee's, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts in the same plaza.
Okay. And Seaside Pharmacy is one of the few places you can go right now and actually walk in the door, right, with certain restrictions, of course. How are you handling that?
Yeah, we prefer that if you're 70 or older, we will deliver to your home, no charge. And if you prefer, you can call us from your car in the parking lot, and we will go out to the car.
Okay.
And we also prefer if you come into the store, don't touch anything. Unless you really want to buy it, then you can touch it and bring it to the register.
Right. Well, it's all, and of course, wearing facial covering.
Correct.
And if you have gloves, that would be great, I would think. That would help a lot.
Yeah, Mike, that's fine, too. Yeah. And we still have some hand sanitizer, which a lot of people have run out of, but we still have that in stock. And we have more coming in.
You mean for sale, so people can get it?
Correct. They can buy it. Yep.
Okay, well, that's great news. Seaside Pharmacy is the place to go. There's also a lot of information online. Is that correct? Can they check things out that way?
Yes, that's fine, too. Yep.
So they just go to Seaside Pharmacy?
Well, the best place to get information on is the Rhode Island Division, the Health Department. Just Google that, and that has the governor's meeting on it every day, and it's more up to date than most when you Google things.
Yeah,
probably better go to the Board of Health.
Yeah, I just meant about things that are available in the store.
So, Yeah.
All right. So
you can always call us at 322-1010.
322-1010, and operators are standing by. what time you're open already this morning at 8:30?
Yes, our hours have not changed. We're open 8 to 7 during the week, and 9 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 1 on Sunday.
Okay, so 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 1 on Sunday. And there are other things available other than just prescriptions, obviously. You have quite a bit of merchandise. At least the last time I was there, there was quite a bit of merchandise.
How is that holding up? Our sales, like everybody else, have come down a bit. But we have lots of sweatshirts, hats, T-shirts, gift items, soda, cosmetics, pretty much anything a big box store would have in a pharmacy.
Excellent.
Gift. Yep.
So people can shop and cosmetics. They can make themselves look beautiful for themselves while they stay home.
Right. Most of our customers are beautiful.
Well, there you go. Good answer. Good answer. And you're not running for governor or senator or anything like
that?
No. Okay.
We can't kiss babies anymore either.
Right. Can't even do handshakes. But let's get to some of the specifics about some of the things that are being offered now as far as, potential helps during this virus time. You have lots of products that help people keep clean and so forth and stay within the guidelines.
Yeah, well, it's spotty. It's sometimes we have we do have hand sanitizers, but a lot of times it's spotty with other things like any kind of like wipe that you might want or, rubbing alcohol comes in and out. We get it in and it's gone that day. It's just we're hoping that this thing burns itself out this summer. There really is no cure, and they're talking about a vaccine, but a vaccine is going to take, if they can make one, it's still going to take a good year to get it to the public.
Yeah.
It's just like a flu shot. They're making that for like 9 months to get it to the public. So it'll take a while to get this vaccine out to us once they do find one that does work.
Occasionally we hear during the governor's announcements about don't forget normal day-to-day life is also happening and day-to-day illnesses and sicknesses are happening. Things like Lyme disease or the flu itself. There's the regular flu. So you're still in the business of protecting or helping with day-to-day occurrences, right?
Yes. That hasn't stopped. Like, if you do have an emergency or a serious problem, go to the hospital. They're quarantining people. They're cleaning. I think people are afraid to go to the hospital thinking they might catch it there. But the hospitals are very good at cleaning and quarantining their patients. So if you do have a really serious problem, please go to the hospital or call your physician.
Westerly is known as a nice town for summer attractions. And lots of things normally it's this time of year start to pick up the hustle and bustle, but Route 1's pretty quiet right now.
Yeah, this is really horrible for businesses in Westerly. April's really a real turnaround month from January and February, where people start, they want to go to a walk on the beach, or they come down and they open up their beach house and they come in and they buy things for their beach house, and this is really, really hurting our economy down here. I don't know how much longer they can really have people stay in their homes and have the economy come back.
It's a very difficult situation. I don't want to say fortunately for an operation like yours, you're probably almost as busy as you normally are. Is that a correct statement?
It's tailed off because of the front end and the gifts, but the store itself is doing fine with the prescriptions and Tylenol, cough syrup. That part of the business is doing fine.
Yeah. It's going to be the hurt is going to come when you don't have the tourists walking in and buying the T-shirts and hats and so forth.
Right. Then you end up selling more toothpaste, deodorant, cosmetics, things they need when they don't bring from their other home or when they're traveling.
Right. So the economic impact is going to be, in some cases, bigger for most of the population than the sickness itself.
Right. Rhode Island was struggling to begin with. It seems like we're always last to come back on a recovery anyway. And this is going to be tough for our state, too.
Yeah. As far as medicine is concerned and the day-to-day things, we all wanted to make sure we covered all that and that we make people understand that it's perfectly safe to go and pick up what you need, get in, get out, keep yourself protected.
Yeah, we try to get people in and out as quickly as we can. Usually in a small pharmacy, you won't have like 15 people waiting in line. You know, we might have maybe three, and we space it out, and we really do try to get people out as quickly as we can.
And calling ahead is a great option, obviously.
Be prepared. And we don't mind delivering, and we don't mind curbside pickup either.
And so for people over 70, delivery is free. And
it's free for everybody.
Oh, it's free.
We do have free delivery for anybody who doesn't want to leave their home.
Okay. I thought that you were creating a special group of 70 and over, you know.
No. We've always had free delivery.
And the curbside pickup is new, right?
The free delivery is Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the curbside pickup, that's something that's new, right?
Yeah, we haven't had that. We're one of the things we don't have is a drive-through, which has been kind of a little bit inconvenient at a time like this. But the curbside pickup is working well.
Well, I'm a little bit older, so I remember when curbside pickup meant young girls on roller skates. But that's probably. Probably not the case. But we're going to take a brief break, and we'll talk some more about specific medicines and some other things that are going on at Seaside Pharmacy in Westerly. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Billy Quirk, the owner-operator of Seaside Pharmacy in Westerly, right on Route 1 in the Dunn's Corner section. Right next to the Dunkin' Donuts, not too far from where the Benny's used to be. that's a typical Rhode Island direction. Something has to have gone away for us to give it a direction.
Yeah, but I think every Rhode Islander does miss Benny's.
It's one of those things where if you didn't know where to get it, you usually would go there. But Seaside Pharmacy has picked up a lot of the slack there. You have not only the typical pharmacy items that you would expect a pharmacy to have, but some gifts and some T-shirts and hats and things like that we talked about in the first segment that are probably selling a little slower than normal now because of the tourist industry being kept away. But hopefully, knock on wood, that will turn around at some point. We'll know a lot more in a couple weeks after the May 8th deadline the governor has set and let us find out about what's happening. The good news is that right now you can go to Seaside Pharmacy and buy hand sanitizer. Billy, you mentioned during the commercial break that you might even be expecting some more masks coming in down the road, right?
Yeah, we're hoping midweek to late week next week, hopefully.
All right. So you can check on that by going to their website, which is seasidepharmacywesterly.com.
Yes. Yep.
Or the phone number they can call and ask questions, Billy?
Mike, we have 322-1010.
322-1010, of course, area code 401. So check out whatever you might need. I want to get a little bit more into the specifics of other things that happen that normally happen. For example, tourists come in, it becomes late spring into summer, and Lyme disease is a big concern down in your area, I believe, or at least it used to be. Is that still something people should be cautious about?
Yeah. All the same old diseases and problems, we still have to be aware of that. Right now, this is the worst time for ticks and Lyme disease. It's just before the flowers and the trees start budding. That's when the ticks are more active. They're very active in the fall and early spring.
So it's a matter of, if you're trying to get outside and get some fresh air, take precautions. Make sure you're wearing long pants and long sleeves, and particularly if you're going
yard work, cutting the lawn. Just be aware of ticks. We have this COVID on our mind, and we're forgetting about other things that can affect us.
Yeah, and if someone comes in the house after a walk, or as you mentioned, working in the yard or whatever, and discovers a tick on them, this is not reason to call 911, right?
How
should they handle it?
If the tick's been on you less than a day, chances are you will not acquire Lyme disease. And usually, if you have like a red, maybe half dollar size swelling in that area, you're going to need an antibiotic. If within a day, the bacteria doesn't have time to get into your body.
So if they come in the house and they discover a tick, they should obviously remove it with a pair of tweezers and grasp it as close to the skin as possible and remove it?
Yes. And usually there's if it's under a day, there's no need to even call a doctor unless you start seeing a reddening or an infection around that spot.
But they should call a doctor and not you. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, you could call the doctor, and he might prescribe there's a antibiotic you can take just for one day if you see any of that reddening.
Okay. And that's good to catch that as quickly as possible, obviously.
Correct.
Also,
if it's been more than a day, they can put you on something for like 2 to 3 weeks.
All right. Also, during the commercial break, we talked about some of the things you recommend to stay healthy from the COVID virus, which we've heard over and over again, but you say you can't stress it enough, right?
Right. We can't stress it enough. When you're out of the home, please try not to touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth, even if you have a mask on. The mask might just give you a false sense of security. So please don't try to touch your eyes, even your ears, if you don't have to. And then when you do get home, thoroughly wash your hands and probably your face when you get home from being outside the home.
Now, initially there was some controversy about whether the mask was to be worn to protect yourself or to protect others.
Right. The mask protects others.
Okay.
If you happen to have it, it'll keep it closer to you, and you'll have less of a tendency to put that out in the air. So it's a good thing that everybody does wear a mask, because it takes anywhere from 3 to 10 days once you've acquired it to come down with it. So there's an incubation period, and during that, you could be infecting other people and not even know you have it.
Right. If you go to the supermarket and you pass someone in the aisle without safe distancing, that happens all the time. There is an opportunity there, and I think people have to continue to be alert and socially distancing if you're in a supermarket, particularly where almost everybody goes once a week, just make sure you follow the directions. I know a lot of the markets, have certain restrictions and so forth. Down in your area, I know McQuaid's is all set up with, where to stand and where not to stand and so forth.
Yeah, just make sure you you're aware of people around you too. Just try not to walk up on somebody's back. And this is going to continue. It's not going to end right away. So hopefully the elderly will have these good practices for probably, it's probably going to be a good year.
Yeah.
At least, even after they open it up. If you're 50 or older, you know, I would still, like, you know, wash my hands, hand sanitizer, even probably wear a mask. This is going to be something that isn't going to go away right away.
Yeah, this is something, and you just mentioned 50 or older, and I think you and I fall into that category.
Yeah, we're well down the highway. Yep.
And but I'm not sure I like the elderly part when you said 50 or older.
Don't you hate that? Don't you feel? I know, Mike, you feel like you're still 18.
I do. Like, I do. Yeah. But we have to recognize that there's certain thing, people and groups and people over 60 particularly and 50 are more susceptible to this than the younger people.
It's just going to change our lifestyle too. Like you always want to go hug grandma, but you know that's probably something we shouldn't be doing for quite a while now.
Yeah.
You know, just say, even when they open this up, even a year from now, you want to probably stay away from people that are elderly. It's just going to be a life-changing, something we'll be thinking about forever. You know, the 2020 epidemic, it's terrible.
Right. It's not something we want to paint a gloom and doom picture about, want to be optimistic, but... realistic is probably a better word than optimistic at this point in time. And realistic is the fact that things are closed down. They may open up a little bit towards the end of the summer. But even at that point, as you're saying, Billy, it's not going to be the same. We're not going to have the same Thanksgiving. We're not going to have the same, fall that we traditionally do.
At Christmas.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
When this does break and when someone does come up with the correct vaccine, and is that the right term, vaccine versus cure?
Well, we're hoping, and that's a pretty big hope too. It's a cold virus, and technology is pushing forward, but we've never been able to get a vaccine for a cold virus. We have with the flu. The flu is a little bit easier because it doesn't mutate as quickly. But the cold, any COVID virus, they seem to mutate quicker, and so it's harder to get a vaccine. But the technology and the way the infection grows is that there's enzymes we can lock so the virus can't use that. So that's what they're working on. So the virus can't grow.
So we don't expect this to be like stop into the Seaside Pharmacy and get a flu shot as far as the cure is concerned.
Well, no, I think that will hopefully happen, but it's going to take a while. You know, even if they find something that does work, it's still going to take, 6 to 9 months to get it to the public. So it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Probably a good year.
But after that year is up, so for example, next spring, when it's time for the virus to resurge, normally, as far as I know, with things I'm hearing, there's an opportunity for it to come back again.
We're hoping. Yeah, we're hoping we have a vaccine by that time or a little bit later.
But that's the right term, vaccine versus flu shot kind of thing.
Well, it's a totally different disease.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what
you're going to have to get two shots. You're going to have to get your flu shot, a COVID vaccine, if it works. And then you should also, pneumonia is a good vaccine to also get. Make sure you're up to date on that, too.
Pneumonia? Is that what you said?
Yeah, there are two pneumonia vaccines, which you should make sure that you're up to date on.
Do you think most people are up to date on that? I mean, as far as I know,
no, the stats are very low on that.
Yeah, I have a spot on my arm which is a polio vaccine, right? That quarter shaped star.
Smallpox.
That was smallpox?
Yeah.
That shows how much I know.
Yeah.
I always thought that was my polio vaccine.
No, polio was when we were kids, it was a sugar cube.
Okay.
You remember that in school?
Yeah. I remember going to a fire station to get that.
But our school, they put blue dye for the boys and pink dye for the girls.
Okay.
Sugar cube.
So, all right. So I have a...
That was polio.
I have a smallpox vaccine, and all this time I thought it was something else.
Yeah.
So if people are being correct in their upkeep of their body and their vaccine situation, what would you recommend that they have at this point, or if they're ignorant like I am?
Well, it's always there's two pneumonia vaccines. There's Prevnar 13, which is brand new. It's been out maybe 4 or 5 years. That's what, some insurances pay for it if you're 50, and some pay for it when you're 60. So that's a good thing to ask the pharmacist, you know, if the Prevnar 13 is the first one you get. Then there's the older one is the 23, and that's a two-shot series. The year after you get the Prevnar 13, you should receive the older version, and then 6 years later or 8 years later, you get a booster of that older vaccine.
Okay. So
those are the two. And usually we give it in the fall with your flu shot. We try to call the insurance company to see if you've had either one.
Well, suffice it to say that if you have any questions about any of this, you could call Seaside Pharmacy.
Yep.
Talk to Billy or any of the people there that can help you out, or go to the website, get information there, or even a Facebook page for Seaside Pharmacy, right?
Yep. And Mike, our phone number is 322-1010.
322-1010, easy to remember, area code 401, obviously. Billy, I want to thank you for coming on Company Break. It's turbulent times. Here we are at the beginning of May. We didn't even have May breakfast is something I used to look forward to, all the different groups that would do that.
Think of the fundraisers that had to be canceled also.
Yeah, it's
just terrible. And Mike, I want to thank you very much for having me on your show this morning.
Well, it was a pleasure, always is, and hopefully soon we'll do an update with you, and maybe we'll have good news when next time we see each other, whether it's by Skype or in person.
I think we will.
All right.
Well, our governor's doing a great job.
I agree. Let's thank everybody for listening, and remember, if you have questions, go to Seaside Pharmacy in Westerly, and we'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.